Hey friend, welcome back. Today, I just want to know if you're stressed. Raise your hand if you're stressed. Okay, probably all of us at this point. The reality is this episode is all about just giving you three techniques to help you recalibrate your heart toward God when stress feels like an all-time high. So if you want some techniques to help combat stress, hang out with me here. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. All right. So you're here and you must feel the stress, because I know for me, I feel stressed when it seems like there's like a million places to go or people to visit, when the only thing I want to do is nothing. Okay. You know, at the time that we're recording this, if you're hearing this right now, we're getting ready for the holidays. Okay. And it's only a few weeks away from Christmas. We had just went through Thanksgiving, right? So now you're probably decorating or you're already decorated. And you're just thinking, finally, I can do nothing, right? Doesn't matter what I wear. It's cold outside. Well, at least here in Pennsylvania. And you're just thinking, maybe this is the year. This is the year that I can go at a slower pace. I mean, anyone else, I know that's for me. I think about that. I'm like, I'm going to go slower this year. I'm going to do less this holiday season. And the holiday season comes and here we are and I feel stressed. But let's talk briefly what stress is. I kind of love this definition of stress. Stress is the body and the mind's response to any pressure that disrupts our normal balance. It occurs when our perceptions of events don't meet our expectations and we don't manage our reaction to the disappointment. So again, I wanted to think about stress is something that disrupts the normal balance, or and it can be both. When our perceptions don't meet our expectations. Okay, let's think about that. When we're thinking about something and then that something doesn't happen, we're stressed. It doesn't go the way we thought it was going to go. Why aren't these people happy? Why is everybody upset? They don't like this. They don't like that. The food didn't come out. Like, there are so many things that don't meet our expectations. Then we get stressed. Or it's just time in general. Time is a big one that stresses us out. And then we don't manage our reaction to when things don't go right. But I think, again, for me, it always comes down to like the perception of the event and the things that I'm going through. I have to look at, do I look at everything as a chore or a get to? Do I look at this time of the year as a place of discontentment? And it's okay wherever you land at this type of the year. I think it's hard in general. Then you add in like family trauma and history with unhealthy people. And sometimes it just seems like too much. But what if we could also find a more simple rhythm in our day, even when the stress feels high? What if we could find a way to keep our nervous system from being overloaded or heightened day in and day out? Let's get practical, because I'm all about being practical, because I know for me, practical is just important in the process of healing. I needed ways to be able to heal with God, living out scripture in a way that made scripture come alive for me, but it was also very healing at the same time, right? Because everybody would just tell me, just read, just pray, just do X, Y, Z, and you'll feel better. Well, we have to integrate our whole body into the healing process. Okay, I digress. But I know the last thing you probably need is like an overwhelming amount of content. So let's just do this. Let's get right to it. Maybe you are somebody, again, that is just trying to make it through. You're just trying to get to the grocery store without losing a kid, or an arm to a cart passing by you in the aisle, right? Because I feel like there should be like aisles that have like stop signs and like how to work a cart or a buggy, depending on where you are when you're shopping, you know? Okay, another digress. Although practical, I'm going to talk about some practical things. It's going to take practice and maybe even setting an alarm through the day to remind you. And I've done this many times. So anything that I am talking to you about, I have done myself. We want to practice inviting God into the moments of our day by keeping ourselves in the present, especially if you find yourself worrying about the past or the future. It's really hard for us to stay in the present. In psychology, they will call this grounding, but I also think we can call it seeking God. It's a technique called the 5-4-3-2-1. So we want to start off by being grateful for five things that we can see. I want you to use your senses here. I want you to be able to name five things around you right now that you're grateful for. I want you to take a look at God's creation around you, and I want you to notice the details. And then the next thing that you're going to do, and this is all one technique, it's 5-4-3-2-1, and you're going to use your senses to bring you back to the present, especially if you feel yourself being a little bit more emotional or some turmoil is coming up inside of you. Next, I want you to name four things that you can feel around you. Tell God about what you feel, touch it, explain it to God. Then what are three things that you can hear around you? Thank God for a quiet house or the sound of your child laughing or the sound of a lawnmower or whatever it is, which depending on where you are, it might not be a lawnmower. I don't know why I said that, but it can be at any time of the year, you know? So moving on to two things that you can smell, ask God to open up your senses. And the last thing, what is one thing that you can taste? Again, ask God to open up your senses. No matter what we do, God is with us, but we have to turn to Him, see Him, recognize Him. And this 5-4-3-2-1 technique keeps us connected to God and present in the moment. This is, again, when we are feeling stressed, this is one thing that we can do to bring ourselves back and to help keep us grounded in the present. Another way to turn to God when stress is really high is to sneak away to a bathroom or another room when no one else is around or where no one else is and close the door. I usually like to try to get to the bathroom, and I tell the women that I counsel and the women that I mentor is, listen, just get to a place where you have a few minutes that you just need to take yourself out of the situation. When you feel things not going right, sometimes the best thing that you can do is walk away from it. I know that's not always possible, but we have to remove ourselves sometimes from the situation before we respond and react to that situation. As we're learning to control the way we respond, okay? Because we usually teach ourselves one way to respond. And if you're in the healing journey in the process where it's hard to keep our mouths closed or to not say things that are hurtful, it's easiest to walk away. So I recommend this to the many women again that I have mentored and counseled that, listen, when things feel too exhausting or when you notice yourself starting to have feelings of anxiousness, practice silence and solitude in the bathroom, even if it's for just a moment. This allows us to take a few deep breaths. It allows us to regain our composure, to create space between us and whatever is going on around us. It can give us a moment to just cry or whatever it is that you need. But God never wastes anything. Like these moments, even if it's just 3 minutes, when we're alone with 3 minutes with God, it just doesn't go to waste. It gives us the opportunity to reset again. 5-4-3-2-1 technique. Think about the things that you can taste, smell, hear, feel, and see. Next, I want you to plan those moments when you just need to go to the bathroom. And I know that you might have people around you, kids around you, dogs around you. Find the closet, the bathroom, wherever it is, to take a few deep breaths and say, God, I need you, and God, I'm here. The most important thing when stress is an all-time high is don't overcomplicate this. The last thing is you need more stress to like figure out how to do these things. Don't overcomplicate these things. He never leaves us. It is not in His nature to forget about us. The last way that we can really connect with God when stress feels really high is just moving our body. When you have all of that energy from emotions like anger and sadness and feelings of anxiousness or anxiety going through your body, it needs to go somewhere. You might often find your leg twitching or you pick your finger. There's something that your body's responding to in accordance to that type of energy going through you. So I recommend kind of bouncing in place or jumping jacks, walking or lifting weights. And I think each of those can be done in different places depending on where you are. Like if you're at your office, you can just stand and bounce in place. You just need to get your blood flowing and that energy, which is really that emotion that you're feeling, it needs to start moving through your body. And I know that you can't always stop what you're doing to do something like this, but when you feel those feelings start to rise, it's important to do something different for the moment to let the feelings come and go. If you're at home, blast worship music and dance in your kitchen with your kids if you have to. Move your body. This is a way to invite God into our body. And the bathroom is this almost like inviting God into the emotional side. And when we're talking about the 5-4-3-2-1 technique, it's like inviting God into the physical part, right? What we can see the outside of us. Each one does something different for us and to us when stress is at an all-time high. I just want you to see that God can be found and you can recognize him in the most mundane and hectic parts of your life. Does it take practice? Yes. Do we have to be intentional about using these techniques? Yes. And if these are like emotions and feelings, more techniques, more practical ways of healing, you can get them in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, or you can sign up for the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, where you get way more practical lessons and teachings, and of course, mentorship with me directly. Don't put off your healing journey, but most importantly, put these techniques into practice when you feel stressed at an all-time high. Take one and keep doing it and put it into practice and make it a habit. I'm here for you, friend. Reach out to me on Instagram, send me a message, follow me there. And every single week, I pray for you and I root for you. And I just want you to know that you have the power to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live because of the authority through Jesus, that you do not have to accept the things that the enemy gives you, hands you over, or the effects of this fallen world. You do not have to miss this holiday season and be stressed 24/7.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear, rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.